Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here in Arizona today, the governor is expected to sign a bill to repeal a near-total ban on abortion. Yesterday, two Republicans joined Senate Democrats in a dramatic vote to overturn the 1864 law, which was first passed by the territorial legislature. Democrat Ava Birch spoke on the Senate floor.
I don't want us honoring laws about women written during a time when women were forbidden from voting because their voices were considered inferior to men.
Axios reporter Jeremy Duda is in Phoenix. He has been covering the abortion fight in this battleground state. Jeremy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Last time we spoke a week ago, the House had voted to repeal. Now the Senate has done the same, but it was another heated day at the Capitol. How would you describe the scene yesterday?
It's a very heated, very emotional. I mean, the conclusion was pretty much foregone. We knew the votes were there. We've known that for weeks. We knew who the two Republicans were who were going to vote with the Democrats for the repeal. They'd both come out and called for that law to be repealed pretty much the moment the Arizona Supreme Court issued its ruling a few weeks ago that reinstated the ban. You know, they say it's all over but the yelling, but there was a lot of yelling. There were a lot of impassioned speeches, especially from the pro-life side, the side that wanted to maintain that pre-Roe ban on almost all abortions except those needed to save the mother's life. So we had 2-3 hours of a lot of very impassioned speeches before the final vote came down.
One of those speeches came from Republican Shauna Bolick, who spoke for 20 minutes in very personal terms before she voted to repeal. Let's listen.
Many women don't have textbook pregnancies, while many women wish they could have a baby. Having a DNC my first trimester because the baby wasn't viable was very tough. Would Arizona's pre-Roe law have allowed me to have this medical procedure, even though at the time my life was not in danger?
Senator Bolick is married to one of the state Supreme Court justices that voted to uphold the 1864 law. What else did we hear from her about why she decided to move over and vote with Democrats?
I mean, that was pretty much it. I mean, a lot, you know, she started her speech by saying she was going to, you know, kind of tell the story of chronicling, you know, three very complicated pregnancies, and spoke for, you know, nearly 20 minutes. And at the end, the big reveal was that all three were about her, that kind of providing some context to kind of why she was voting the way she did.
Yeah. Their fellow Republicans are kind of wondering publicly how these two Republicans could vote to repeal and also call themselves pro-life. What has the reaction been in the Republican Party?
I mean, a lot of their Republican colleagues in the Senate were pretty upset with them for voting the way they did. We have some references also to the Republicans who voted similarly in the House last week. It's hard to say if any of them will face any actual, political repercussions for this. You know, one of them doesn't have a primary challenge. The other one, Shauna Bolick, she has a primary challenge, but I don't know that most folks are taking it, view it particularly seriously. If one or both are reelected, I'm sure we'll probably see some little spillover hostility, in future years, though.
Yeah, there's a significant question now of timing, because the repeal won't go into effect for 90 days after the end of the legislative session, but we don't know when exactly the end of the legislative session will be. What does that mean for abortions and abortion care in Arizona in the meantime?
It kind of depends. There's a lot of moving parts here, because currently the Supreme Court's ruling reinstating the ban is on hold. The Attorney General's office entered into an agreement about a year and a half ago, agreeing not to enforce it for 45 days after the Arizona Supreme Court issued its final ruling if the ban were upheld. That final mandate hasn't been issued because of some additional legal filings by the current Attorney General. She's now asking the court to extend that for another 90 days. That could extend it until nearly when the new law goes into effect, depending on when the legislative session ends. Currently, the earliest date we would see the ban go into effect would be, I think, June 27th, around the end of June. This could extend it a few months longer, but it all kind of depends whether there's that gap where that ban is in effect and abortion providers simply stop providing abortions because it's illegal,
right?
Even though they would know that it's that law would go off the books soon. We will probably still see at least somewhat of a gap there, although maybe a shorter one than originally expected.
So just to be clear, Jeremy, there is a period of time in which abortion could essentially be outlawed before the repeal of this ban goes into place, and then a 15-week ban would then kick in, correct?
That is correct, yeah. Once the ban is off the books, the 15-week law that the legislature passed in 2022 would go into effect.
Okay. All right. Axios reporter Jeremy Duda in Phoenix, thank you so much.
Thank you.